Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Global warming, coldest day ever. Well, since the 1800s in Al Gore's hometown in Nashville, Tennessee. And Government Motors, GM sales fell 22% in the first half of this year. And, you know, on Bob Enyart Live for years, we told people that the future in this country could be coercive abortions, forced abortions. And sure enough, it turns out that Obama's science czar had co-authored a book that called for forced abortions and sterilization of undesirables. So the long war against God continues. And here at Bob Enyart Live, I think our credibility and our reliability on reporting general trends, insights, analysis, I think we've had a very successful time so far on the air, 18 years. By the way, our phone number here, 1-800-8-ENYART, 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278. I remember doing global warming stories way back when, in the early years of Bob Enyart Live. I seem to recall, I don't have notes in front of me, I seem to recall the global warming hype starting when a NASA scientist was testifying in Congress. It was James Hansen. James Hansen. What was the year? The year might come to me as I finish the story. But as he was testifying that this would be the hottest year on record if temperatures held, a La Nina was coming in off the Pacific, and it cooled down the rest of the summer and the rest of the year. Remember that, James Hansen? Was that, what year was that? Was that 1986? I think it might have been 1986. And so we've been reporting this all these years that the global warming scare is a con. It's a con job. And every once in a while, I go to my library at home and I bring in my book on global cooling. My book on, I think it's titled The Coming Ice Age. Remember when Time Magazine and all these mainstream media outlets were telling people there was a coming ice age and it wasn't getting cooler, so they just flip-flopped it to global warming. And now it's global warming, but they don't want you to say global warming because they know it's probably not going to get warmer. So they want you to say climate change, and the climate has always changed. I mean, how egocentric of them to think that the climate should forever remain the way it was when they were kiddies. I mean, why would that be? You want to talk about being egotistical over Mother Nature? Mother Nature. My Father God can whoop your Mother Earth, I'll tell you that. So in Nashville, according to the National Weather Service, cool weather has broken the previous low temperature record for yesterday, July 21st. In Nashville, the previous record was set when the president was Rutherford B. Hayes. That's a long time ago. 1877. 1877. The country was, 101 years old. And back then, in 1877, in Nashville, Tennessee, for public school teachers tuning in right now, Tennessee is a state, and it's a southern state, although to the north of the southern states. And it was 60 degrees back in 1877. On July 21st, and yesterday it was 58 degrees. That is cold. That's cold. In Knoxville, it dropped to 59 degrees. 59. And the National Weather Service forecaster, Bobby Boyd, said it was the third consecutive morning when Nashville was tying or breaking low temperature records. So global cooling. Get ready for global cooling. And here at Bob Enyart Live, for years on so many issues that are not directly related to our core topics. Our core topics is that there is a God, there is truth, there is right and wrong, and there is a coming judgment day, And you can be saved and have eternal life if you trust in Jesus Christ, that he was crucified and raised from the dead. And if you trust in him, you'll have everlasting life. That's our core topics. And so global warming, the part of global warming that's one of our core topics is the part that speaks to the lake of fire. That is the global warming that's coming, the lake of fire, when the wicked are cast into the lake of fire. So that's the global warming that's more in line with our core issues here at Bob and Yurt Live. But this is like a tangent, this issue, and we only deal with it because it's just so easy for those who have a long-term memory. Eventually, they're going to know that Al Gore and the media and the universities were all cons. Either they were too stupid to read the thermometers, or they were liars. Those are the options. So we think it's worthwhile to do shows on that, just like the issue of homosexuality. That probably comes to mind because I just mentioned Knoxville, Tennessee, and we have a DVD called Terry's Call. I think he was from Knoxville, Tennessee. Bob and Yurt Live, for years we were on in 80 cities around the country, five nights a week for an hour, from Honolulu. We were on in Maui, Hana Bay. We were on from Honolulu to Orlando, Florida, in 80 cities, five nights a week. We had the greatest time. And we had Terry Johnston from Knoxville, Tennessee, was a homosexual, and he called in, and boy, did he hate Bob and Yurt Live. And I figured I only had a couple minutes with him, and so I was as harsh and confrontational with him as I could be to try to break through his hard heart in rebellion against God. And I thank God that it worked, because I remember him defending his perversion. And I pointed out that homosexuality was rebellion against God. I said, Terry, the people who you have been with, those men, they didn't love you, they used you. And it was with that statement that he began to change his demeanor. And I said, and what's more, you didn't love them, you used them. And he began to explain how that was true. And we sent him money, my wife Cheryl and I, to come to our church in Denver, because he said his church, everybody was homosexual and everybody used one another. We said, well, you got to go to an actual Christian church, not a metropolitan community church where many are cold and a few are frozen. Don't go to one of those churches. Go to a true church. And so on his way here, he got to Kansas City and he had to check into a clinic because he was so ill, and he died of AIDS there in Kansas City just a couple days after he left to come to Denver. And we have a DVD of his calls. I think there were three calls all put together on one DVD. And all the homosexuals who've come to the Lord over the years through this ministry, it's such a joy. And all the young people who have been inoculated against homosexuality, that's such a joy. And all the lies of the media that were being exposed at the time, and the intense wickedness of the homosexual community. I remember one of the earlier shows we did on homosexuality. It was when I was pointing out that HIV was the first disease that had its own civil rights. HIV virus, it had its own rights. I realize that's redundant. HIV virus. It had its own civil rights. And I recall the news story out of New York City, a homosexual kidnapped a first grader walking to school. The kid was walking in front of the homosexual's house on his way to school, and the homosexual lured him in his house and raped him. And I remember the homosexual activists that were outraged in the media. I mean, we're in Colorado. This story was reported from New York City to here in Colorado. And this was before everybody had the internet. They were outraged because the police told the boy's parents that the rapist was HIV positive. They were outraged. How dare the police violate this man's rights? The fury within me just boiled over. How despicable and perverse. And when HIV positive homosexuals work out their anger against women and try to infect multiple women, you know, the system did everything it could initially to not prosecute them. Say, hey, this is too sensitive an issue. We can't do anything. You know, it's legal to have sex outside of marriage, and we don't want to do anything. It would look like we were prejudiced against homosexuals. So actually, that is the true prejudice. That is the true hatred when you can't prosecute a homosexual spreading AIDS because, well, it won't look good. You know what that shows? That shows that, one, you hate people who are homosexual, and two, you're part of the long war against God. And did you see the headlines this past week out of Africa that the HIV transmission rates are 10 times higher in homosexual communities than among heterosexuals? 10 times higher. And we've been saying this for how many years? 20 years? And remember the early Bob and Yurt Live shows? In fact, some of the classics, some of the better episodes are being aired in Colorado, in Denver, on Channel 53, on cable, on broadcast, high definition. Bob and Yurt Live, the televised classics, are back on TV. Now, if you can't watch them late nights, Friday and Saturday night, you could watch them anyway. Call us up and subscribe. Get them on DVD. We'll be happy to mail out some of the Bob and Yurt Live TV shows to you every month on DVD. By the way, our phone number hasn't changed. 1-800-8-NYART. 1-800-836-9278. Call up. You could ask Connie, what does it cost to subscribe? I'd like to get a subscription to the BEL Televised Classics. Well, you could either get 4 shows a month or 8 shows. Is that how it goes? You get 4 or 8 shows a month or 12. You could get 12 shows a month. And depending on the price, you know, it's very reasonable. And by the way, you could also get our topical videos we've produced and our Bible study albums on CD. You could get any of that from us. You could buy an individual title or show, or you could subscribe and get one a month automatically. And that's how to help keep Bob and Yurt Live on the air. So now, after all these years, even the Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, have you ever heard of the Holy See? Well, this is the CDC, S-E-E-D-Y, the CDC. Even they say now that AIDS will not be a pandemic in America. It'll never be epidemic in the straight community. And we've been saying this for all those years. And at Bob and Yurt Live, what, were we smarter than Peter Boyles on KHOW? Were we just smarter than Peter Boyles? Or is our worldview valid? Is our worldview correct? And so, do I have a higher IQ than everybody at CNN? Or is my worldview correct because I worship Jesus Christ as my creator and my savior? And so I take his word seriously. And a better worldview, if your worldview is more accurate than the guy next to you, then your understanding of current events should be better. You should have a greater insight, more accurate analysis. You should make more accurate predictions of things to come. Not that you're a prophet. I don't want to be a prophet. They're making me into a prophet. I don't want to be a prophet. They are making me into a prophet. And I don't want to be a prophet. I'm not called to be a prophet. And just look at our finances around here. You'll see we have nothing to do with prophets. But how could you be wrong? It's sort of like, why do the Republicans win elections occasionally? because the Democrats are so wicked, so evil, and they overreach all the time. And so the Republicans win by accident, just by accident. It's the consolation prize that the whole country gets for playing with the Democrats. We play with the Democrats, they overreach, and for a consolation prize, once in a while, the Republicans win. And so here we are at Bob and Yurt Live. They're making us into prophets, making us into prophets. And I'm not called to be a prophet. I don't know if anybody around here is called to be a prophet. Is Pops called to be a prophet? Is Russ Holmes called to be a prophet? How about Daryl Burkey, Connie Sharon, Jason Troyer, Joe Scott? Nobody around here is called to be a prophet. And they're making us, they're forcing us into becoming prophets. And so AIDS will not become a pandemic. And it will never be epidemic in the straight community. And the story out of Africa has been confused because of their lack of prosperity and lack of infrastructure and lack of good information. And so now the latest is that the HIV transmission in Africa is 10 times higher in the homosexual community than among heterosexuals. And no kidding, really, no kidding. I mean, Jesus said that God made them male and female. Jesus said that. Jesus said God made them male and female. And God made us differently, and that has a consequence to our behavior. And men acting like they were made to be with one another physically, they're killing one another. They're just killing one another because they're not made to do that. And then you got Wayne Besson. Remember Wayne Besson, who I debated on this show earlier this year? That was Wayne Besson, Queen of Denial. Remember that, Queen of Denial? What a show that was. In fact, Dr. Earl Fox from California has taken that show and the classic summary of that show. There's a summary of that program. It appears if you go to kgov.com, you could use the search field and search for Besson, B-E-S-E-N, or search for homosexuals, doesn't matter, or search for Queen of Denial, Queen of Denial, and you'll pull up that show, and every show has a title and a show summary, and that show summary is a classic. Just reading that show summary, that debate with Wayne Besson, is a powerful tool to show people how wicked and destructive homosexuality is. How wicked and destructive. And so that show summary and the program is posted along with the classic works of Dr. Earl Fox in California. And that's an honor for us here at Bob and Yurt Live because Dr. Earl Fox has done a marvelous job over the years of documenting how destructive homosexuality is. And people who support homosexuality are actually guilty of apathy and hatred of homosexuals. It'd be like supporting people who mainline heroin and you fight for their right to pump heroin into their veins. If it was your enemy and you wanted to destroy him and you fought for his right to mainline heroin, then we could understand it. But if it's somebody you say you care about, then either your motives or your intelligence is called into question. And your motive, if Jesus Christ said that God made us male and female, and you try to undermine that basic truth, then we call into question your motives, more so than your IQ. So Dr. Earl Fox puts our Queen of Denial debate with Wayne Besson in his library of extraordinary resources to educate yourself and others about the dangers of homosexuality. He includes our show in his presentation online. So it was peculiar. A week ago, I saw Wayne Besson's name in a news story about the penguins at the zoo in San Francisco. You know about the San Francisco penguins? The homosexuals, too? Penguins were homosexuals. Now, homosexuals for years have made the argument that, hey, there are homosexual dogs. They're homosexual pigs. This is who we are. And that is the one and only argument I've had a hard time going against regarding homosexuals, because if they want to argue that they're acting like pigs and dogs, I have a hard time refuting that. I mean, they're pigs and they're dogs. That's hard to refute. But there were penguins, two penguins, that were homos. And so the attendance at the San Francisco Zoo went through the roof. And everybody's going to see the homo penguins. Well, the zookeepers did something that is similar to the unforgivable sin among homosexuals. They introduced a female penguin. And guess what happened? One of the penguins went with the girl. And now that penguin has left his homosexual partner and is now heterosexual. And do you know Wayne Besson was quoted in the news outraged, saying, wink, wink, there's no such thing as an ex-gay penguin. And I remember way back, this must have been 1992, a homosexual sailor was beat to death in San Diego, was it? In San Diego. And I went on the air. The headline was homosexual sailor beat to death. Another instance of gay bashing. That's quite a bash when you're beat to death. That's a major bash. And I went on the air when that headline came out, and I said to the audience, I said, I don't know any more than you do. All I have is the headline and the short story, homosexual sailor in the U.S. Navy beat to death. And there's outrage in the homosexual community, another instance of gay bashing. And I said this on the air. I said, he was beat to death by other homosexuals. I'm not called to be a prophet. They're making me into a prophet. I don't want to be a prophet. I don't want to be a prophet. I'm not a prophet. And so I said, I don't know anything about this story. I'm just applying statistics, just statistics of homosexuals beating homosexuals, homosexuals murdering homosexuals, homosexuals raping homosexuals. Is it possible that a heterosexual beats a homosexual? Of course it is. Does it happen? Of course it does. But it's the great minority of cases. Because when homosexuals are beat, it's by other homosexuals overwhelmingly and murdered. And the murder epidemic among homosexuals is a crisis, and it's by other homosexuals. So I said, this homosexual sailor was beat to death by homosexuals. And that was it. That was the story. Until 3 days later. When the Rocky Mountain News, quotes the sailor's mother, who says that my son was trying to leave the homosexual lifestyle and he had found a girlfriend, and because of that, his former partners beat him to death. They're making us into prophets. We don't want to be prophets. We don't want to predict the future, but how can you not? Do you remember the story later in the 1990s when a high school in Texas, the school nurse warned the media about the epidemic of AIDS in our country and said, we have five teenage girls in our school that are HIV positive. Five girls in our high school. And I went on the air and I said, I don't know any more than you do. All I've got is that headline and this short story. And the truth is, it's a lie. These girls are not HIV positive. It's a lie. It's just a lie. The nurse is lying. The media is gullible. It's just a lie. And was it 3 weeks later? The story came out that the nurse fabricated the warning in order to help get more money for prevention. The nurse just lied. I'm not called to be a prophet. They're making me into a prophet. The girl who called up on the BEL TV show, Bob and Your Live TV Classics. You could get them, by the way, from us on DVD. You know, every time someone subscribes to one of our resources, there's rejoicing in the studio. I don't know about heaven. I can't go that far. Every time somebody becomes a Christian through this ministry, there's rejoicing in heaven. The angels celebrate. But every time someone subscribes to one of our DVD services, either the topical DVDs or the old BEL televised classics or our Bible study albums, there's rejoicing in the studio. Because if it's $20 a month, hey, that's $200 a year to go to keeping us on the air. $240. If it's $25, $35 a month, depending on what you subscribe to. Some people give a donation of $50 a month, and we say, well, what do you want? Bible study albums, DVDs? They say, no, nothing. We just want you to stay on the air. And boy, do we struggle, but boy, do we continue to preach unashamed the gospel of Jesus Christ and that he made us male and female. And so this girl called in on one of the BEL televised classics, and she was mad at me, and she said, Bob, I just found out yesterday I'm HIV positive. And I called her a liar. Certainly, women do become HIV positive. But she stayed on the line long enough, and I was able to press her, and she admitted she did lie. She made it up because she wanted to win the argument. So please, don't be one of the people who make us into prophets around here. Join the side of the Lord. God bless you.